to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself.
Hey, welcome back to another podcast. My name is Patch Kornicka. Just a quick little subject I want to talk about, and that is pricing and basically your future in your pricing. It's very interesting. I love the photography industry, and it's nice that a lot of people will share information. And as you look around, photographers will tell you with the camera that they use, the album companies they used for their final product for their albums, the print companies they use. They'll tell you the compact flash cards they use. They will tell you freely basically every aspect of their business. And it's always amazed me that with that in mind, why is it that some people charge $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for weddings, and other people are charging $1,500, $2,000, something like that? And granted, I'm talking to the people who have already learned the basics. They're more advanced than that. They know what they're doing, and they're looking for a way to move forward, both economically and maybe artistically, and even into a group that maybe appreciates photography or can actually pay for a better product. Those are the photographers that I want to talk to now. What if everyone charged the same amount of money? Okay, what if everyone charged $10,000 per wedding? Just like the banquet halls in the areas. It's interesting because, you know, they basically charge along the same rates because they shop each other to see what the going rate is in that area. And they say, oh, that's the going rate. Well, in our industry, they call it price fixing. So it's kind of interesting that, to me, I think it's a little one-sided. But let's say that everyone charged $10,000. What would you be competing on? All of a sudden, you would be competing on style and your service that you give. And if you basically connect on a one-on-one basis with the bride or groom or whoever's paying for the wedding. If everyone charged $10,000, then the competition would be based on what the perceived value of what the bride and groom are getting from you, and also the services that you include. One thing holding you back, say if you're charging $15,000 or $2,000, $3,000 from making the money that you see other people making, say $10,000, $15,000, is the fact that you just don't want to price your product that way. And what's really interesting is the reason they can make $10,000 is because you don't price your product that way. Yes, the first people are going to say, oh, I live in a small town and I can't charge that much. Well, travel, okay? You're not considered an expert in your own town. You need to travel. A mentor I had said you have to travel 50 miles from your hometown before they consider you an expert. Everything else was local. So with that in mind, if you acted nationally instead of locally, A, you'd have a larger base of customers, but B, you could also charge more for your talent and your services, and that would equal more income for you and your family, and actually you would have to shoot less weddings to earn it. But what my message to you today is that if everyone charged the same amount of money, then it would actually be a level playing field, and then style would come in. And since everyone doesn't, you need to decide if you're going to be one of those people who says, gee, I can't do it, and then make up some excuse, because we all know it is an excuse, or ask for the money. Ask for it. It's not your money. Let them tell you it's too expensive. And you know what? When you start pricing at certain levels, you start attracting those customers. So right now you're saying, gee, I'm charging $1,500, $2,000, and brides are all saying, well, I'm barely getting by. Well, you know what? If you charge more, you'll be attracting a different type of bride. You also have to start thinking nationally. Like I said, you can't think, oh, gee, there's 10,000 people in my city. That's all I have to deal with. No. You need to work state. Think statewide. Think regional-wide. Think Midwest. Think the East Coast, West Coast. Don't let your thinking hamper your business. Don't let your thinking limit the amount of income you can make. It's out there to be had, and the people who are getting it now are the ones who have discovered that they themselves were holding it back. Now, again, I'm talking to the people who have got the talent already and they are just trying to figure out why to break through. Give it a shot. If you price yourself up for a few months, watch the reaction of the people that you're dealing with. First of all, it'll be a different group, but notice what happens. If it doesn't work, you can always lower your prices. No one's going to say boo to you because you know why? They weren't looking at you in the first place because you were out of their range. Now that you've dropped into their range, all of a sudden, you're back on the map. This is my advice to you. Take a few days. Stop shooting for a moment. Look at what you do. You make prints. You make albums. How long do these prints last? 80 years, 100 years? It's amazing what the technology today can get you. You're shooting with the same cameras that the high-end photographers are using. You're shooting the same cards. You're shooting with just basically all the same equipment. So wait a minute, are you saying that you can only charge that much because you're not as talented? How many out there really know inside that they are talented? Those are the people who can do it. The rest of you, like I said, need to take a few days. Seriously, look at what you do. Once you have come to the conclusion that, yes, I can do it, or what about maybe I can try, just give it a shot. But bring your prices up there. Start to compete with the big boys. You'll be amazed at the response you'll get. Yes, at first it might be a little slow because you gotta think about it. What you're doing is you're fishing in a different area that you're not used to. Once you get accustomed to it, and once they get accustomed to you, they're gonna come to your lure. And this lure is obviously way more valuable than your last lure that you're using. So fish where the expensive fish are. Why not? If you're going to shoot a wedding, if you're going to spend 10 hours, you should get paid good money for it. Don't do what other people are doing, just giving it all away. It's your family. You're fighting for your family. You're making income for your family. I think it's the greatest thing you can do. There are a lot of talented people out there who can do it, but they just don't seem to have the backbone to say, hey, I'm as talented as the next guy. I can do it. What are they doing differently? The price point. It's amazing because people and the public in general associate price points with value. If you're not even in the same price point, they're going to think you're obviously less valued. What happens if you're in the same price point? Then all of a sudden, they're talking to you. You get an email, you get a phone call. Then that's your time to shine. Then your personality kicks in. You can say, hey, I'm a people person. How come these people aren't, how come I'm not meeting the right people? Raise your rates. Get to the point that you need to be at for your business. You're going to do a fantastic job. Give it a chance. Your price is the future for your business.